Hey there, before the episode, just a little housekeeping. Just want to let you know that we are on Twitter at We Like to Debate, and we'd love to have some more followers. And also, we want you to tweet us some suggestions for topics so we can do them. And we are on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod. And thanks for checking us out.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. Today's topic is going to be, who would I be embarrassed to be killed by? Chucky?
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi-ho!
Or the leprechaun.
I want me go!
More embarrassing?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I didn't even get to introduce you, you rude bastard. As always, we have Steve and Doug here to argue these two points here. And let's give it to Doug first, since Steve was rude.
Well, it'd definitely be more embarrassing to be killed by a leprechaun. You know, not just any old leprechaun. There is a scary one that's in the film, but is he really that scary? He shines shoes. So in order to stop him from killing you, you can just throw a bunch of shoes out and he has to shine them. Even in the film, he starts eating Lucky Charms because he thinks that they are, you know, what he's looking for. So all you have to do is not let him grant any wishes of yours, or not be greedy and steal his coins, and you'll be okay. Definitely be more embarrassing. You get to the pearly gates, I hope God would laugh at you.
Speaking of getting to the pearly gates, and you get up there and they go, hey, how's it going? How'd you get here? How'd you get killed? I would hate to look them in the eyes and be like, I was murdered by a psychotic Barbie doll. I mean, it's ridiculous. A freaking doll that comes to life and you let this thing get the best of you. I mean, Jeff, what are you, 6'2"? Doug, you're pretty close to it. I'm close to 6 foot. A freaking, what, like, foot and a half doll comes running down the hallway with a big knife, and you can't get away from that? That is embarrassing.
I mean, the thing does pop out of closets and shit. It's like, I mean, when
still, oh my God, this thing that weighs 6 pounds is on my back. Let me just, I don't know, grab it and throw it against the wall. Or here's a better idea. Let's lock it in a dollhouse. I mean, it's, if you let this thing best you, I think it's completely embarrassing to be killed by a doll. I mean, he literally has, and like, imagine going up to the pearly gates, and not only did you get killed by a doll, what's the last thing you heard? Hi, wanna play? And then, oh, I'm dead? Like, come on now. Way more embarrassing to be killed by Chucky.
And his name is Charles Lee Ray. His name, don't call him a doll. He's a serial killer that, through voodoo, was put into a doll.
Now, if Charles Lee Ray came down the hallway and took an axe to my face, I understand. But Charles Lee Ray is Chucky. His soul's in a doll, and he murders people. And if that's the way you're going out, which is what we're debating, that's pathetic.
But it's kind of, think of it like a Trojan horse. You see this doll, you're like, oh man, this thing's not going to do anything to me. You pick it up,
what's
knife
inside,
to the throat.
What's inside that doll?
Yeah. What's so special about this doll that's sitting in this alleyway?
Doug. You're telling me that all I have to do to survive a leprechaun attack is throw fucking shoes at him?
Pretty much, and just not be greedy and all those.
What if they're like Nikes and they're not shoes he can shine?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like you, so literally, I need to walk around in shoes that he can shine.
Or just carry him in a bag, you know, to live and not have to, you know, tell God.
So
how
now
you got
I gotta carry around a fucking bag of shoes.
Yeah, just bring a few shoes. You can outrun him.
Okay, Steve. You gonna carry around a bag of shoes?
No, I'm not carrying around a bag of shoes. That's what are we talking about here? A leprechaun shows up. You're fucked. They're magical, man. They could. I mean, it's not that embarrassing to be killed by a leprechaun. If I turn the corner, and especially the one from the movies, there, that thing is scary as hell. I would never want to meet that thing in a dark alley, especially with the powers that it possesses. You know, the magical things it can do. It's supernatural, to say the least. And, you know, you stand way less of a chance when you're adding in those elements than, I don't know, the doll comes down the hallway and what do? You don't got to throw shoes. You just walk away. I mean, this thing's leg span is what, maybe an inch or two? Just walk away.
Just walk away from the doll.
Just turn around and walk away from the doll.
So how do people not walk away in the movies? I mean, obviously it's a movie, but, you know, why not just turn around and punt the doll?
That's another option. Let him walk towards you and then, I don't know, just kick it in its head. It's just a doll. You know, there's no magical entity there. I mean, of course, there's some kind of supernatural thing because it is a guy trapped in a doll. But, I mean, it can't shoot lightning out of its fingers and shit. You know, like, it's literally just a doll.
How did the guy get trapped in the doll?
It's voodoo. He was dying in an alleyway or in some crack house, and then some voodoo master put him into the doll, and then he terrorized people for 8 or 9 films.
And you think that's fucking legit? Like that's...
Yeah, that is legit. He actually, in one of the movies, some guy is driving. He's in the back seat. He puts a plastic bag over his head. This is a pretty strong doll.
How is the doll that strong? That like it puts a bag over your head. You can't just rip the doll out of the front
seat. And he's bigger than a Barbie doll. So say to put him into a dollhouse, he is actually 26 inches tall.
They make giant dollhouses.
Wow.
26 inches tall.
Yeah, they make big dollhouses.
He's over 2 feet tall. That lock.
Like, you ever see those like playhouses and like you keep in the backyard and everything?
Yeah, those are for kids.
Yeah, okay. You can still throw them in one of those.
So you're saying you're going to have one
by the hair.
So you're going to lock your... So you want one that has a lock on the outside.
Isn't the doll for kids? We're not talking about like an adult play doll. We're talking about this is a child's doll, so they have to have a toy house for them.
Not true. You don't have a Cabbage Patch dollhouse.
Listen, if you were going to buy a kid a giant doll for Christmas, you're not going to put a house next to it that it can't fit in. You're going to buy the proper accommodations for it. So we will have a dollhouse that you could trap this fucking thing in.
He's pretty strong. If he's able to kill a man in a car with a plastic bag, I think he can, you know, pick a lock to a little dollhouse.
Doug, so you're saying besides carrying on shoes, I could also carry on like a little Ziploc bag of Lucky Charms?
You can, because he tries to eat it in the first film, but... Also, you just have to have
but will that distract him enough?
Oh, it does, yeah. But you just have to have... He won't go after you. Just don't go near his pot of gold. That's the whole thing. So all you have to do is avoid his pot of gold, and you're fine.
Chucky has no reason... How does he kill you, though?
He says, tell me a wish, and I'll grant it for you. Uh-huh. All right? So he takes that in a twisted way and kills you. So one guy says, I want all the gold that's in that pot. So what he does is he puts the gold in the guy's stomach, and the guy dies. So he does it in these creepy ways. It's not anything too normal. There's a reason he's going after you is because you have his gold coins. And Chucky, there's no reason. He's just killing everyone that has to do with anywhere he's near.
He doesn't need a reason. And here's the thing. We're not talking about who has the better motive and, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm getting a little bit off topic here. It's more of me asking, like, what am I going to be embarrassed to say, like, I died? Like, this doll jumped up and stabbed me in the fucking neck?
And and I'm sorry, but here's the other thing. If you ran into two of what Doug is saying is more embarrassing, you stand no chance but one. It's a leprechaun. It's fucking magically delicious, you know? Like, if you ran into two of them, you'd be super fucked. Chucky got married. He had a bride. That's just a second doll. It's just a second doll. So even if two of mine were coming at you, easy. Again, you could still just walk away from two dolls. So if you happen to get murdered by one doll, let alone two, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world. How do you not get away from a 28-inch serial killer? Doesn't make sense.
He's 26 inches tall. Let's worse. Facts are facts.
How tall is a leprechaun? But you can't even find that. Probably the same size, right?
I would say, no. Warwick Davis, the actor, is taller than that, so he must be, I don't know, 3 foot in the 3 foot range. Right. So he is taller, but again, you just have to have some self-reservation. You just can't want to be greedy and go after the gold. That's the only reason the leprechaun's going to kill you. Chucky has no modem. He just wants to kill everyone. In the second movie, he's killing everyone that works at the factory, the good guy factory. Those are just normal workers.
Those
he's
just people killing just trying to do their job.
I know, trying to earn a living. And he's there killing them. In the third movie, he's killing everybody that's at the army camp that the kid goes to. So he's just killing everyone with no reason at all. Don't go after the gold.
But here's the thing. He's killing more people, right? He's killing more people. So wouldn't that be less embarrassing? Like, how many people is Leprechaun killing? Not as many as Chucky. So, like, it's kind of embarrassing. Oh, the Leprechaun got me, right? Wouldn't you say then?
That is more embarrassing, yeah. Right?
Than saying, like...
You're like, oh, you know what? I really wanted to take his gold. So, you know, that's why I died. And they're like, you... God is like, dude, you
really... Are you that fucking greedy that, yeah, you know, over gold?
You know what? No. Because you get up there and you're like, I got caught by the leprechaun. All of a sudden, four other people raise their hand. They go, fuck, man, me too. Like, fuck that thing. Like, hard to beat, you know, possesses powers that, you know, no human possesses. How do you overcome that? You get up there, you go, how'd you get up here? Chucky killed me. The guy goes, you know who else is up here because of that? No one. You fucking pathetic. Yeah, I gave you the gift of life and you got murdered by a doll?
This is what you did with it?
You got murdered by a doll? This is what you did with the gift that I gave you? Fuck that.
No.
Do you think he even gives him a second chance or just brings him in? Like, you're just a fucking asshole. Just come in here.
Yeah, like, get in here. Shake your head. Just take a number.
Whereas a leprechaun.
Like, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Like, you get the disappointed face when you're killed by a leprechaun.
Disappointed dad look. Like, what did you do?
In one of the films, the only way you can get killed by the leprechaun is if you're in the hood or if you're in space. So if you avoided those two places during that time period that he's there, you're okay. You're fine. Chucky could be anywhere.
So stay out of the hood.
Stay out of the hood. Stay out of space. And don't go to space. And don't touch the gold. That's it.
I got murdered by something that was able to get to space and the hood. That sounds pretty crazy. Like, it makes sense that I would be murdered by something like that that possesses those type of powers. I'm not embarrassed by that.
So you're
What'd you get murdered by?
Like, you could sit there and be like, I was in the hood, and I got killed by a fucking leprechaun.
Hell yeah.
And
or
you're like,
fuck, I was orbiting Earth, so guess what? Leprechaun. Like, that's scary,
So a
man.
Leprechaun in the fucking hood is reasonable.
Dude, Neil Armstrong grew up in the hood. And he went to space.
Speaking of, he never got caught by a leprechaun.
But
speaking of, if he did, people would be like, okay, like Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon and the leprechaun came out of nowhere. They'd be like, tough break. But no one would think that was embarrassing.
They would say, oh, it was embarrassing because he put himself in that situation. His wife's like, oh, if you just didn't go to the moon.
Yeah. If Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, came back home, and was going to take a piss in the middle of the night and got killed by a fucking psychotic Barbie... That'd be embarrassing.
That would
Everyone would be like, erase it from the records. He was never even on the moon because that's how embarrassing it would be. If he's on the moon and the leprechaun shows up, that's hardcore, man. Everyone's gonna be like, wow, what a true American hero. They'd name libraries after him for that shit. They ain't naming a library for him after getting killed by a Chucky doll.
They could if Chucky snuck into the aircraft.
Fucking break.
God. What else you got, Jeff?
How does a leprechaun get to fucking space? That's what I want to know.
Because he's around the gold. It's wherever the gold is.
There's gold in space?
In order to stop a leprechaun, I have a little history when it comes to leprechauns. You put him into a crate and you have to put a four-leaf clover on top of the crate. So somehow, some moron put that crate into the spacecraft and it went into space. So all you have to do is avoid crates that have four-leaf clovers on them. You don't touch any gold and don't let a leprechaun grant you wishes and you'll be fine.
So if a leprechaun popped up right now and it was a legit leprechaun, right?
Yeah.
And wanted to grant me wishes, I'm like, no, I'm not fucking with you, man.
And you're fine.
And you're fine.
What if it was the Lucky Charms one?
Yeah. Still like, dude, I'm not fucking
Yeah, I'm
with
not
you.
Trusting him.
Don't fuck with
him. He could just be, you know, changing his face to make himself more peaceable
so,
for my look.
Leprechauns are shapeshifters. Because that's really hard to beat if you've got a shapeshifting creatures. What'd you get murdered by? A shapeshifter? Wow, that's
intense. No, but he can only look like another leprechaun.
Gotcha.
You know, Chucky's badass. Dude, when Chucky kills someone, when he murders someone in all those films, they never say it's a doll. They actually think it's either accidental murder or actual murder because it looks like a human could have done it. Yeah.
Not accidental.
Yeah, he does. When the father is walking down the stairs in Child's Play 2,
Chucky trips
him. The guy breaks his neck.
All right. Touche.
Yeah.
But that's like one time.
Well, he did it a few times in the other films. The other one, he throws a grenade. Chucky the doll, the 26-inch doll, Charles Lee Ray, pulls an active grenade and throws it, and a person dies. So that kid, it's not like he was like, oh, yeah, when I wake up today, I can't go to this, that, and that. No, Chucky could be anywhere. But if he woke up that day and said, hey, avoid the gold, avoid space, avoid the hood, and I'll be good.
Chucky's never been in space, and I don't think he's ever been in the hood. You know?
They had to make a Chucky space movie. Come on.
Not that I know of.
All right, so let's say for argument's sake, Chucky's never been in space. So, you know, there's no shoes that you can shine in space, and I don't think they let you bring Lucky Charms. So how the fuck are we avoiding getting killed in space by a leprechaun?
Just make sure you don't bring a crate that has a four-leaf clover on top of it. That's the only reason
it was
there.
Did they bring that in the movie?
Yeah, they did.
Why would they? You can't bring that in space.
Again, they're stupid. So that's what it is. So they're not looking out for the signs. If I taught a class on how to survive a leprechaun apocalypse.
Can you make that?
I can do that.
Is that a real thing, a leprechaun
apocalypse? Yeah, do it at the local community college, Professor Doug. First, make sure you carry leather shoes on you at all times. That pleather shit won't cut it. He'll know. And you're done.
I'm literally looking at Steve take notes right now. Keep going. Carry Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah. You got the Lucky Charms. Never take the four-leaf clover off of a crate because one could be in there. And if he says, hey, you want me to grant you a wish?
What kind of was that?
I don't know. That leprechaun sounded like he was Indian. I don't know.
Was that a poo?
Yeah.
A poo for the Simpsons?
A poo the leprechaun.
Is the leprechaun?
There could be an Indian leprechaun.
Hey, listen. They're multicultural. There's no problem with that.
No problem. Not a problem. It happened. Steve, if you were going to teach a class on how to avoid a fucking Chucky death, what would you say? You know, how am I going to avoid this motherfucker?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the class on how to avoid the Chucky death. Stand up and walk out of the house. Thanks for coming. What Doug is saying is totally.
But he chases you.
He chases you.
He chases you with a lifespan of like two.
Doesn't matter. He just shows up. You're never seen. Here's the problem.
What Doug is saying is totally fucking exhausting. I gotta carry shoes. I gotta carry Lucky Charms. Don't bring a box with a four leaf clover on it. I gotta make sure the shoes are leather. The checklist is exhausting.
If you need
a checklist that long to stop yourself from being killed by something, I'm not embarrassed to be killed by it. Because that means... And it's a shapeshifter, too. So if he possesses all these things, he could go to the moon, he could go to the hood, he could shapeshift. I need shoes, I need Lucky Charms, I don't need a box. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
That seems a little hard to get the fuck away from.
Right? That seems hard to get away from.
But so does Chucky, who's fucking everywhere.
If it did get me, I wouldn't be that embarrassed by it. If Chucky did get me, I'd be completely and utterly...
But why?
Because this is a doll that shouldn't be able to kill anything, let alone anyone. And you're saying, yeah, he chased them all the way to
a military base or a boot camp, whatever the case may be.
Listen, just because he's crafty doesn't mean he's less embarrassing. When you're crafty like that, yeah, maybe he figured out a way to get in a car, hopped in the back of a truck, figured out how to hitchhike. He's crafty, but he's slower. And even if the... Okay, he chased them to the boot camp or the military camp. Even if he shows up there, if I can't defend myself against this thing, that's a joke. That's an absolute joke.
But it seems like a joke if I can't defend myself against this thing, because apparently I just got to stay away from a fucking four-leaf clover and a barrel.
Is it a joke? Is it a joke if you can't defend yourself from a shape-shifting magical monster that can fucking go to the hood and go to the moon? Is that really a joke? Because that sounds terrifying.
But with Chucky, you don't know when he's going to attack or anything. At the military camp, he was smart enough to take the blank bullets out, put in real bullets. So when those kids were going against each other, they were killing each other. And he is smart enough. So the leprechaun, if you can just avoid those things that I'm going to teach in my class, could be online, $50 session. Chucky is that smart. He actually shipped himself to where the little kid was. So he followed Andy by shipping himself in an own box, addressing it, paying the postage, and getting there and terrorizing that military camp.
We're not arguing who's more crafty. I said it was crafty. Doesn't make it any less embarrassing.
Well, if he's crafty, right? Which, to me, both of them seem very fucking crafty, right? Oh, I'll make a wish. I'm going to fucking have gold.
Yeah, but just avoid the wish. Avoid the wish.
Avoid the wish, right? And or just walk out of the house, right? Yeah.
That's what I don't know about getting out. He travels. Chucky travels.
So does the fucking leprechaun, because he got to space.
No, but he's
not traveling.
No, but he's
not space travel.
He's not traveling on Literally. His own. No, the box was there with the four-leaf clover. So if you can avoid wanting gold, touching gold, any of that.
Who the fuck is going to avoid gold? Give me the gold.
After my
2 hours. I want to be fucking rich.
At the pearly gates, fell for the old gold trick. Yeah me and 100 sense. Other people.
Other
people.
They should have took my seminar.
At the pearly gates, what happened?
Dude, there's not one fucking person in the fucking world who's going to turn down a pot of fucking gold to get out of whatever they're doing for a living.
If you know your life is at stake and you know the consequences. How do you know?
This leprechaun's nice as fuck.
You're going to
know. The leprechaun's nice as fuck.
How many times do you really see a pot of gold just sitting there? You're like, you know what?
Steve.
Today's my lucky day. It's rare.
Leprechaun's nice, right?
What?
Leprechaun's nice.
Yeah, I mean, when they shapeshift into the Lucky Charms ones, like, they're awesome.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, you don't know what's coming.
Chucky can pop out of a cupboard.
Who knows it's coming when you're messing with a leprechaun? You don't. It's the art of trickery.
That's true. What else you got?
You just avoid those things. Chucky can pop out of anywhere. In one of the movies, they threw him into a fire. He survived the fire, came out, and still was terrorizing the family.
What's your closing arguments?
Leprechaun, I've laid it out so many times, and you can go to my seminar at the local Holiday Inn. That's $50.
Wait, so now you're not teaching a class anywhere? We're going.
Yeah, we're just going to go straight to one seminar right. Book tour.
I support it completely. I just want you to know.
Yeah. So just avoid those things. It's in life. They say, you know, look both ways crossing the street. Don't do heroin in a dark alley. Same thing. Avoid gold. Avoid any boxes with four-leaf clovers on them. You got to make sure you carry some leather shoes on you. And it's like, Shram's like, oh my God, you have to carry shoes on you. It's life or death. It's like people have an allergy. You know, they carry an EpiPen. It's not like they're like, oh my God, I've got to carry this dumb thing. This thing is saving your life. Chucky is psychotic. 26 inches tall, and he is 26 inches of badass.
Steve.
Doug compared getting killed by a leprechaun to getting killed by an allergy if you didn't have your EpiPen. And if you forgot your EpiPen one day and the allergies did get you, no one would make fun of you for that. Be like, dude, that fucking sucked. He forgot his EpiPen. That's not embarrassing. Just like it's not embarrassing to be killed by a leprechaun. Leprechauns are terrifying. They possess powers that no human can possess. And if I were to get caught and run down in an alley by one, I'd run and fear for my life. Whereas opposed to with Chucky, I wouldn't feel that way. I mean, I wake up to take a piss in the middle of the night and a 26-inch doll trips me down the stairs and boom, I'm done. That's what the hell? No. I'd be ashamed of myself. Absolutely ashamed. My family would be ashamed. They would disown me. Way more embarrassing. And one more time, the amount of things that you have to do to prevent yourself from being killed by a leprechaun proves that they're a serious threat and less embarrassing than be killed by, once again, a cicada Barbie.
This is probably one of the toughest ones that I've done. I just want you both to know that.
I don't think it should be. Because there's just hard, things you have dude. To avoid, no, this was, and you'll
this
survive.
This was a tough one. I mean, we're looking at a doll, right? I would say it's just a doll, but it's an actual serial killer inside there, so he's actually smart as fuck.
Yes, he is.
He's killed people before. He's trained. Not trained, he's just...
He probably took a Marilyn Manson a seminar at the Holiday Inn or something.
He's a veteran, all right? He's well-seasoned.
I meant Charles Manson, not Marilyn Manson is not a killer.
Charles Manson. Then I look at a leprechaun, and all I gotta do is just throw a shoe at it, a leather shoe, or give it some Lucky Charms, apparently.
That's all.
But I want the gold, right? So I'm going to make the wish. And I think anybody in the world would make the wish. So I think, like Steve said, if you go up to the pearly gates, you're going to have four other motherfuckers, five of them that are sitting there going, oh, yeah, I wanted the gold. Whereas I would hate to go up and say, Barbie killed me.
It's a lot bigger than a Barbie.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's a doll. It's a fucking doll. So I think you know where I'm going with this, Doug. You're shaking your head. You're looking down at the ground.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed. It's tough.
But I wouldn't want to be killed by a magical creature.
Listen, it is tough, but I just want to hear you say it. Say it.
I'd be more embarrassed to be killed by fucking Chucky.
Oh, God, that's magically delicious.
Wow.
That's such bullshit.
But, dude, come on, let's be honest, dude.
Just if all you have to do is have some kind of... Listen. Just out of self-control and not go after the gold. If you knew how that would happen...
I want the gold.
I am...
You know who's gold? This guy. Right here. Steve. Because he made me feel... that a fucking doll is scarier, or, well, less embarrassing, I should say. Not scarier. Obviously, yours was scarier.
Like I said, just because he's a serial killer trapped in a doll's body, he's still a fucking doll.
It's scary, though. Whatever. It's scary. But, I mean, like, you still got to go and be like, oh, a doll killed me.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Shram.
How do you feel?
I feel absolutely horrible. Because I thought this was a no-brainer.
A no-brainer.
Hi, want to play?
Yeah. That's the last thing you hear?
All right, so Shram won. This really sucks. I thought we were going to be friends till the end. All right, well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Good night.